When we're talking about the word fun and bringing fun into the family, one of the most difficult things is the word when. When do we do that? And sometimes the important things in life, we actually have to schedule. We're going to talk about a family fun night today.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week, talking about how valuable fun is in the family. On Monday, we covered the purpose of fun. Yesterday, how laughter has to be part of it, or should be part of it, at the expense of dad.
Well, that's the best laughter. When dad, who's the authority figure and the whatever, when laughter is at dad's expense because he positions himself for that, because he loses at the game and acts like a four-year-old. Or when Roby was playing his video football game and I couldn't even find the football on the screen and he's killing me. Mm-hmm. And I'm having to roll over next to him and start pushing him away so I can mess him up while we're playing. Whatever it is, when it's at dad's expense, finally. And I think as a girl, you might not get this. I remember the first time I beat my dad in ping pong. It was major. Major.
Really?
Yeah. Beating him in anything was fun. He was verbal. It was hilarious. And I was very verbal. I remember the first time I beat Roby in ping pong, and we had a ping pong table in our garage, and we would go out there, and we actually had a crown made out of cardboard.
Oh my gosh.
And every time we crushed a ping pong ball, I would cut a hole in it and put it on one of the points of the crown, and we would play best out of five, and whoever won the best out of five got to hold the crown. And if I was losing, I'm very verbal, and I'm really telling him, okay, the ball's going over there. And he used to think, well, if he says it's going there, it's not going. It's going to the right instead of the left. But now I don't know where it's going. He's got me so confused. And I remember the day he took me down.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was huge when he took me down. It was awesome when he took me down. And I had to go in my study, get the crown off my shelf, and walk it in and present it to him in his bedroom. And he had it forever. I had a long time till I could win it back, and I didn't keep it very long. But it was just so much fun. Mm. And me making little statements, I think Rosemary would say, so Roby has the crown now. I said, well, I cheated. I don't know how he did, but I think he cheated. And Roby's laughing, and yeah, whatever, Dad. And it was just hilarious. But fun at Dad's expense is great. Fun with laughter is great. But here's one of the challenges with fun. If we wait for it to spontaneously happen, and sometimes it does. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people spontaneously spill things and you get to have a different perspective of how we can deal with this. There are times that fun happens spontaneously, but if it's not happening spontaneously, then we have to do something that we do with all important things. And, you know, it's kind of like date night. Date night may not happen unless you decide to put date night on the calendar in your marriage. And so fun, sometimes we have to decide, what is the night we're going to have fun this coming week? What is the night we're going to get everything done, shut it down, and choose?
Now, for you, was it during the week?
Yes.
For you and raising your kids then, you made Tuesday night was always family fun night?
Yes, exactly that. Friday night, I couldn't guarantee Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday nights sometimes, and there was sometimes we'd say, kids, I've got to be at a meeting Tuesday night. Let's look at our calendars and push it. And it was fun because when they were in high school, we had to actually all bring our calendars and look. And of course, there would be a week we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to start early in their lives and so that they would realize this is worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had somebody spend the night, then they were involved in our family fun night.
Sure.
And we took turns deciding what we were going to do. And it was just a time when the whole world is a little bit locked out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't take phone calls, and we didn't usually have a whole lot of people spend the night anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember a couple of times it happened. And this is just us. We just went to an island. And I know there's a lot of intensity and a lot of papers due and a lot of stuff due, but it's what we did early on and what we're going to do. And it would start with the meal. I mean, even the meal would be something ridiculous and fun. And
yeah. And
moving on from there and deciding what is the venue for tonight? What do we do?
Was it always games or was it usually just different things?
Well, I think much of the time it was games. Sometimes it was reading night and giving them a love for reading. And the way they got a love for reading early on is early on, Rosemary would read us a story. She'd read us a book and we'd just be, you know, maybe all lying on the bed or all lying in the family room on pillows and she'd be sitting on a chair reading to us and we'd be listening and asking questions. And once you do that, you give them a love of books and what books can do for you. And I think people need a love of books.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit an age where we would have a reading night and when Tori could read on her own and one of us would be with Roby and it made Tori a voracious reader. Roby wasn't for a long long time. When he finished graduate school, he became a reader, and he's huge reading books. But it was that sometimes, and because that was fun for us, and there were times when Tori was reading books that I'd listen to her talk about it, and I'd go get the book. I mean, I want to read that book too. Much of the time, it was Monopoly. When they were little, it was Candyland, which I would love to murder the person who invented Candyland. I'm convinced he will not be in heaven. That's the most game on the planet. But it'd be Monopoly when they get older. Pictionary was huge in our house, monster in our house, because everybody can draw a picture and get the other person to guess. And it was always, and this is just us, it's not anybody else, but it was always boys against the girls. It was always Dad and Roby against Mom and Tori. And we were in. I mean, it was all in. We were working hard at this game. There were just a lot of different games that we would play, and just learning how to have fun, learning it's not about the win, acting like it was about the win, and just blocking out everything. Something with such an intensity that you would forget about all the things on your plate.
And even more nowadays, where you'd say to the kids, everything's turning off. I'm turning my phone
unplug
off
night.
Everything is unplugged and you can't check it even for a block of 2 or 3 hours, and even do something fun for dinner. We'd have blackout dinners
where we would
turn off all the lights in the entire house and only eat dinner by candlelight. And it's like 3 or 4 you have to get something that's very easy to eat, you know? And they loved it. They loved turning off it, you know, kind of how we have hurricane parties in Florida. You lose all the power and you have more fun inside.
My kids remember hurricanes as, and this is bizarre, as some of the greatest times in their life.
Yes.
Because
me
of
too.
What you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can so easily, I mean, all it is turning off the lights and putting on a few candles. Simple things. Another night, I surprised the kids with getting aluminum foil and sort of covering the table after dinner with aluminum foil. And I got the ice cream scooper and just put scoops all over the table. It was a mess of ice cream. And
gave
everybody a spoon and have at it. And it was disgusting. And if you're a germaphobe, that's probably driving you nuts right now. But they had a ball. And we had a neighbor girl over and she wanted to do it every time she came over.
Now, here's the deal. Your kids probably never said to you after that, that was one of the most fun things I've ever done in my whole life. And you don't hear about it till later.
Right.
And I'm sitting in Chili's in Lexington, Kentucky, actually Wilmore, Kentucky, when Tori was at Asbury, and listening to some of the eight girls, took all 8 girls in her quad out to eat, and listening to how much they knew about the things our family did and realized. Tori told them, oh, it was so cool. We did this and we did this and we did this. And those little glimpses that God gives you, okay, it was fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, because some are listening right now thinking, I don't know how to get my kids to do this. It's about leadership. This is what we're going to do. And I'm picking this Thursday night. And so if Family Fun Night's Thursday night, kids, I'm picking this Thursday night. You pick next Thursday night. In fact, you know, Roby, you're in charge of deciding what we do next Thursday night. Following Thursday night, that'll be you, Tori. And have them each pick and choose the meal and do all that. And have bear some responsibility to come up with a plan of things we're going to do. And it won't be fun for everybody. But here's the thing. As the parent, I've got to decide, this is the greatest thing I've ever done in my whole life. This is unbelievable.
You have to be all in.
Yeah, you remember those Youth for Christ guys that were wacko all the time.
Cartwheels to start the sermon.
Yes, and they just got it and they were jacked and you think, you know, I didn't think this was going to be fun and he's a little weird, but wow, this is hilarious. And so I think we've got to decide that we're going to bring it. This is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so the aluminum foil thing, I've never heard of that. That's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing to dye the food a different color, you know, is amazing.
Green mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
You did green eggs one time, right?
I meant to do blue eggs, scrambled eggs. Yes, for the
blue
eggs and ham.
Blue and yellow makes
I did not realize that. And it was for the boys. I was filling in for the house parents. Steve Benarchuk and I went in, and the house parents were at a retreat. And because he's larger than me, I became mom and he became pop. And I made these eggs and I'm dyeing. It seems like it was 3 dozen eggs, trying to dye them blue, and scramble them, and they come out green and they look like horrible. And 2 boys are assigned to be in the kitchen with our house mom. And so they're in there and they're looking at it and they say, what is that? And I said, it's iguana eggs. We're eating iguana eggs today. And it reverberates out through a house of 9 to 10 boys. And I don't want to eat this. And my mom wouldn't want me to eat this. And everybody has to have a spoon. And they're having spoons. It was hilarious. I'm developing scales. And they ate everything that was on that table. And they went to school. And I will never forget getting a call Addicts Middle School, and I got a call from the dean. We used to call dean, the administrative assistant, said, what went on over there today? And I said, oh, I don't know, Phil, what's happening? And he said, you know, it's the first time I've seen them walking down this hall together laughing. They're just laughing. Oh, and they're talking about something ridiculous that happened to breakfast. Yeah. And it was just fun. It didn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. It was just deciding this is a family fun breakfast. Mm-hmm. Our family fun nights were huge for us. And yes, I had to rally the troops. And yes, Rosemary would act like it was the greatest thing that's ever happened in her whole life.
But that helps too, because if the spouses are not even on the same page, it's not going to be fun. If dad's like, oh, okay, this is a little cheesy, you know.
If not, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so that the
Mom's
team.
Mom's cheesy then, you know.
Oh, yeah. The team has to decide ahead of time why we're doing this. We're doing this because our children have a very stressful life. Mm-hmm. We're doing this because there's so much pressure on them to perform. So as a team, we're going to make this happen. Whether they have fun or not, we're going to be dying laughing at this. And so we do have to choose to do this.
What happened then during the teenage years, maybe, where it's more challenging to even get them to want to be with you?
Well, two things here. One, you have married into a blended family that already had teenagers, so it's brand new in their DNA. Mm-hmm. And not only brand new in, and I don't know your family well enough to know this, but in typically when you start with a 12 and 13-year-old like we do here with these kids in the children's homes, they don't know it's okay not to be cool. They don't know it's okay to risk this. They don't know it's okay to fail. And so it takes a while. They're probably having fun, mm-hmm. But they don't know how to say it yet. My children grew up with this was our DNA. This is what we're doing, and my dad's going to be hilarious. So it's a time where they anticipated fun. And even when it wasn't fun as they were teenagers, they thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, doing these out-of-the-box things, okay, that's it. We're done. Absolutely done. I can't take it. You guys are making me sick. We're all going for ice cream. And the typical person would think, wait a minute, I thought he was upset. And how can that be a consequence that we're all going to Baskin-Robbins and going to Baskin-Robbins and have fun in Baskin-Robbins? It's so intense all the time. I just want to lighten it up a little bit. And when we designate a family fun night and give different people the responsibility of being the activities director for family fun night, it's going to be fun. They may not say, this was the greatest time I ever had. You may hear about it a decade later.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in a blending family with four very different personalities, all in the four different kids, you're bound to have one that is just in a sour mood the whole night.
Yep.
And so we've had to learn what you've taught us is that the child does not dictate the environment. And so we've had to say, you know, we're going to have a good time. And if you are going to be in that mood, then you just need to be quiet because don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah, and then my job after that is draw them in.
Of course, you know, of course.
Sitting there, we had a bunch of olives on the table. And sitting there and every now and then picking up an olive and throwing it at that child. And the child sitting there, I can't believe he just hit me in the head with an olive.
And now they're more mad, but really
inside
they're
not.
Laughing.
They're laughing. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And just whatever. What's the goal here? The goal is not the activity. We're using the activity to get the child to a place, okay, you know what? I belong here. We're laughing. And because I messed up and I'm in a bad mood, or somebody said something nasty to me out there, this isn't out there, this is in here. Mm-hmm. Today's child is growing up not knowing how to have fun. Today's child is growing up not knowing how to laugh. Today's child is growing up, if you laugh at them, they're totally humiliated rather than thinking, that was funny. That was hilarious. I remember in what was junior high, I remember Jimmy Frazee walking in. Jimmy Frazee was one of the coolest guys ever. I love Jimmy. And Jimmy dropped his tray of food in the cafeteria. And when you're in middle school, life is done at that point.
Yes.
It slid off his tray. He still had his tray. Everything slid off his tray onto the floor. And he looked down. And everybody is starting to look up and starting to laugh. He looked down. He looked back up at everybody, and he bowed. He just took a bow.
That's awesome.
Oh,
perfect.
The place erupted in applause, and everybody thought, wow, I want to be him when I grow up.
Yeah.
How cool was that? So I want to raise the child that's comfortable even with mistakes. I want to raise a child using things like Family Fun Night to teach him how to have fun.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, for Parenting on Purpose. And if you want to find out more about these boys and girls homes where we get a lot of these stories, you can go online to shfm.org. A lot of resources there to help your parenting or marriage journey as well. And if you want to support the children's homes directly financially, send a two-letter text. The letters are SH, short for Sheridan House, and send that message to 415- 1-800-273-8818. And if you want to hear today's program again, yesterday we talked about the importance of laughter, and even Monday touching on the purpose of fun. You can listen to those all over again at parentingonpurpose.org. Share it with a friend. We're on social media, podcast, all the options are there. parentingonpurpose.org. We hope you join us tomorrow as we continue to talk about this topic of the value of fun in your family on Parenting on Purpose.